Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm always excited when you take the time to listen to the show, and I hope you enjoy these bonus episodes on Thursdays, which are replays from our live show the previous Sunday. So we recorded this one this past Sunday on January 10th, 2021. We have the news of the week at the top of the show. We play some trivia. Dr. Mike makes an appearance for the very first time here on the podcast. We have lots of great calls talking about the best use of a VIP tour guide that one of our listeners was gifted. How awesome is that? We got a great call from one of our younger listeners about Disneyland and all kinds of stuff. And it's a fun show. A lot of calls. Alfred talks to us again about reflections from his trip last week. It's a good time. So hopefully you can spend the hour with us. Don't forget three ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Great specials out there right now. You can buy a package and get 2 free days of tickets free, or you can get an awesome room discount. There are discounts available right now through the end of September 2021, so no excuse not to get that trip on the books for this coming year. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It really does help us out, even the small purchases. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, again, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are carrying the show right now, and I sure do appreciate it. If you'd like some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live show here on our YouTube and Facebook channels. Today is Sunday, January 10th, 2021. I hope everybody had a great weekend. And if you're catching the show on the feed, happy Thursday to you. Hope your week is going well. We're almost to another weekend. That's how it always works here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Mike Rallman. I'm the host of the Be Our Guest podcast, one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, and I'm so glad to have you here for another live call-in show where we can talk Disney together to see what's going on, what's on your mind, and just kind of take in the news of the week and discuss the fun stuff, right? It's been a week, and the good news about the podcast is we only talk about the good stuff. We talk about the places we like to visit and the fun stuff we like to do with those around us, so we are going to do that tonight. I have a lot to get to. Then we're going to open the phone lines in about 5 to 10 minutes. So the phone number will be 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395 in just a few minutes. Of course, this has been the same number for about the last 10 years. So hopefully you know it. It's actually on the back end. It's WDW5, if you want to remember it that way. It's Walt Disney World 5 on the back end. All right, let's get to the news over at themouseforless.com. We got to take care of the news for you. We're going to run through this real quickly. I think last week we talked about Gideon's, the 1600 calorie cookies, and so we will skip that. Let's see, we have pricing for the Magic Bands. I'm just going to go through some of these stories real quick that Ricky wrote for us. Magic Bands, of course, starting in 2021, now that we're in 2021, they are no longer complimentary. You can still order a Magic Band. They have all the specialty ones. You know, you can get one with Walt Disney on it. You can get one Star Wars, Marvel. I mean, there's a Magic Band for every personality. Those usually run about $15 to $20, the real specialized ones. But if you just want to get a basic, the old free ones, they're $5. So the Magic Bands aren't dead. You can still get a Magic Band, $5 a person, and get all those perks. Let's see here. There's a new offer for Memory Maker, which, now again, if you purchase your Memory Maker, you get extended time now to view your photos. So let's see here. Those who activate their Memory Maker purchase from January 4th through May 19th of 2021, you'll be able to download all your Disney PhotoPass photos and videos captured through June 18th at no extra cost instead of the standard 30-day window. So you do get a little bit more time with your Memory Maker if you purchase it now. It's $169 if you purchase before you get down to Walt Disney World. It is a good purchase, I like to say. We have some new discounts for Walt Disney World. This past Tuesday, we had some discounts drop. The one that I think got everybody really excited was one that we call the 2 free days offer. And what it is with qualifying packages. And let's get the dates here. I've been working with this all week. I should know the dates. And it's for select 4-night, 3-day packages. For most arrivals from January 8th, so right now, through September 25th of 2021. And what it is, you get 2 free days of tickets added to your ticket. So if you got a 5-day ticket, you get 7 days. 6-day ticket, you get 8 days and so forth. That is a pretty good discount. Now, if you don't need tickets, there's also a room offer. And this one is for most nights from April 18th through July 10th of 2021. It's up to 30% off, and you got to book that one by May 27th. So you might say, well, that one doesn't start till April 18th. Well, right now we have that old offer that has been out there for, what, about 45 days at this point, the early 2021 room offer. So there's discounts from now until almost the end of September. So if you want to go in 2021, right now is the time to book, because there's specials out there for most of the year. And I would expect once we get into late spring, we'll probably discount the remainder of 2021 if it's needed. Of course, that week of the 50th anniversary, the resort is almost completely sold out at this point, so probably won't be discounts that weekend. But outside of that, we'll see what we got going on. Let's hit something that is near and dear to my heart. How about this? We have a donut shop in Disney Springs. That's right. Everglaze Donuts and Cold Brew is now open at Disney Springs. And let's see here. What does Ricky say about this? Let's see what she gives us. So it says, Everglazed offers guests both classic donut options as well as incredible gourmet creations. Their donuts are made from scratch daily. The traditional options include vanilla cake, chocolate iced, that's what I call Long John, I think, and glazed. In addition, there are more interesting options like the Mounds Coconut Dream, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the Maple Double Bacon. Holy cow. They also have coffee, cold brew coffee. It says they offer a nitro option as well. And if you're just looking for regular old drip coffee, they have you covered there too. If you're looking for coffee with a donut, consider the 5-0, which is a cold brew, cream, vanilla, coffee syrup, all topped with the strawberry ice sprinkled donuts. Oh my gosh, yes, I've seen the pictures of this. This is it's like the shake with the cake or the cupcake on top. Now it's coffee with a donut on top. It's just the insanity of all these dining locations now. So yeah. Yeah, so go over to Glazed. I think it's on the west side, and get your donut on and your coffee if you're a coffee person. Let's see, the last thing we have here in the news over at themouseforless.com, where Ricky has put this all together. Of course, Festival of the Arts 2021 edition is now going on, so go down to Walt Disney World and get in on the visual and culinary arts. And we have different kinds. We have all the menus over there at the Mouse for Less. Of course, Orange Bird is back because that's a hot seller with the sipper cup. You get the orange cream shake in that. You have deconstructed BLTs. I'm just scanning through here. Some pork belly pastors. There's the sushi donuts back. That's one of my favorites in Japan. Love the sushi donut. The panda bubble tea in China and all kinds of stuff. You got the all the decorative cookies and so forth that look like art palettes. So, a lot going on. But you can go to Epcot and get all of your snacks, both savory and sweet. You can go over to Disney Springs, get a 1,600-calorie cookie. I think it's closed still, though. At Gideon's. But hey, skip Gideon's. Go to Everglaze, get your coffee on, get your donut on, and do some shopping. Maybe a little live entertainment. Who knows? Have a good time. All right. Now, a couple things before we open the phone lines at 407-413-9395. In about 5 minutes, we're going to get to that. And I wanted to discuss a couple things here. Now, this past weekend, I have been watching quite a bit of football. Of course, this is super wild card weekend, and there have been 6 games, 3 yesterday, 3 today. There's one more tonight. And of course, I've been just, you know, there's not a whole lot going on, not much to do, not much to go. So I've been, you know, it's all getting me ready for the Roll Tide Alabama National Championship tomorrow night, right? I'm ready for that. But I'm getting ready with the NFL. It's kind of the hors d'oeuvre. During this broadcast, they have a commercial that I talked about on Friday's podcast that hits me just right in all the feels. And this commercial's on about every second break, about every other break. And it's Dr. Rick. I don't know if you've seen this commercial. It's for Progressive Insurance. It's Dr. Rick. And what he is, he's a psychologist, right? He is a life coach. And he helps folks from becoming their parents when they purchase a house. And that can happen easily, right? I mean, you purchase a house and all of a sudden you're keeping people off your lawn. You're worried about your lawn being better than the next door neighbor's lawn. I get it. Like, he's right. He's solving a problem. Now, I want you to know that for the foreseeable future, there's going to be a new character on the Be Our Guest podcast, and I need you to help me out. Dr. Mike is going to have office hours at the beginning of select shows. Now, if you remember, for a good year or so, we had the Johnny Carson character. What was he? The great, oh my gosh, let me find it. The great Karnak came and visited us and gave some advice as to upcoming events at Walt Disney World. We had the great Karnak. Now we're going to have Dr. Mike, the life coach. And what Dr. Mike is going to do for each and every one of you is keep you from being a basic Disney fan. Now, if you don't know what basic is, you might say basic, okay. You got to have a 13-year-old daughter, I think, to get the word basic. And I don't even really know what it means because I'm older. But I think it means like your average person, right? Like, you don't want to be like the average, the stereotypical, the, you know, just what everybody considers to be, you know, that meets the criteria right down the middle. So, for example, I'm going to give you a little life coaching tonight, and you can call in and offer your suggestions. But more importantly, I want you to email me for future podcast episodes. Just send it to mike@brguestpodcast.com. In the title, put "For Dr. Mike" or something. Put "Dr. Mike," and I'll put it in a folder and I'll use it at the beginning of a podcast. So, tonight's advice, I have two for all of you out there that don't want to be basic Disney fans. One, they're not called priority seatings. They're called advanced dining reservations. And also, you got to rise the resistance boarding group. Nobody cares. There you go. That's it. I know, not a whole lot going on there, but that's how it's going to go. Dr. Mike helping you not become a basic Disney fan. So give me some of your suggestions. And we, of course, tongue planted firmly in cheek with these. Just come on over, mike@brguestpodcast.com. Give me some suggestions for Dr. Mike, how not to be a basic Disney fan. We'll put those on the Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows and so forth and have fun with that. All right. Also, tonight, when you call in, I'm going to give you a Disney trivia question. It could be from the movies, could be from the parks, who knows. I just pulled these out of a Seen It box just a few minutes ago, and we'll see how that goes. We'll kind of spice it up. It's January. When I used to be a teacher, I always called it Jazzy January, so we'd always play games and try to do stuff just to make the month go by quicker, because January, there's not a whole lot going on other than the football game tomorrow night. All right, so 407-413-9395. We have a couple of people in the queue, and let's cross our fingers that this works. Hey, who is on the line with us?
It's the one and only James J. Roll Tide.
Hey, Roll Tide. Hang on, let me crank you up here. I got let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, I think that's better. I got a new laptop, so I'm trying to figure everything out.
Oh man, that's always a nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
And we all know how you are with wiring everything. So,
well, this wasn't. It was scarily. It wasn't much to wire, so that was good.
Oh no, that's even more scary, actually.
Yeah, it is. I know. I just plugged it in. It worked. Like last night, I had Mallory. I'm like, call me from upstairs and tell me if you can hear me. So, I think we're good. Well, so hey, tell us about last week. How'd that go?
Oh, it went great. We raised about $1,500, so that helped out about 30 cast members.
That's awesome, man. That's crucial this time. That's great.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, along with there was a blog site that was had been running a fundraiser for a few months. So with what we raised and what they raised combined, we were able to get them off the waiting list for California. So that was huge.
That is awesome. Well, hey, congratulations on that. Cause I know you worked really hard at that. And I mean, 12 hours is no joke, man. It is. I think I'm too old to go 12 hours at a time. I know Pam Forrester says we're all too old to do it now. So I get it. It's hard.
Luckily I wasn't on screen the whole time, but you know, I had to produce the whole thing, bring everybody in and out, put graphics up, all that fun stuff. So, I was very relieved to get out of that chair and not look at a screen for a while.
I hear you. That's great. I know. Seriously. It's you think it's all fun. It's not. I mean, it is fun, but it's exhausting trying to keep everything running, especially with Facebook.
It really is. And but I got to say, dude, I was listening to your Dr. Mike spiel there, And at first I was already scared. And then when you threw out the boarding group thing, I lost it. That was perfect because it's so true. We, you know, everybody's always posting, oh, I got this group, I got this group. And like, nobody cares. Stop posting it.
I know. Actually, I have to be honest. My wife gave me that one when I told her, because like, you know, every time the commercial comes on, I'm like, bam, the commercial's on. And I've seen it 100 times. I've been watching football all weekend, but it just cracks me up because like the guy sitting down in the chair, that is so me. Like I can't sit in a chair anymore without like cracking and no, that isn't how you sit down like an old man. But yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. And that's the one she gave me. She goes, she just said that word for word. I'm like, God, you are a genius, Pam. That's great.
Yeah, that was genius. That was great. But I did got to say that because I know somebody in the chat was talking about lightsabers and everything. So there is a special somebody who is doing the lightsabers now that has been a guest on our show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it, ruin the magic. I don't remember his stage name. But everybody's seen him on the Disney Parks Live and everything. So, that's where he's working right now. He's doing that, and he's a historian in the Frozen sing-along.
Yeah, actually, I think he warmed up the crowd one day when I was in the American Idol Experience.
Yeah, probably so.
We all raised the roof together. I remember that day.
Yeah. And, dude, he hopped on during the last hour of last week. He just got done working all day at Hollywood Studios and got home. His fiance had been watching, and he hopped on with us, which was great because I was struggling. I didn't know if I was going to make it through that last hour, and he hopped on and saved the day.
Well, if you ever do it again, remember, you got to have people bringing you food the whole time. That's the only way I get through. Like a little Taco Bell at about hour 10 pushes you to the finish line.
That's too dangerous there. That's too much of a risk.
Well, you got to live on the edge, man. It's nobody said it. Nobody said Disney podcasting is for the faint-hearted. You got to take it to the limit.
No kid. But I got to give a little Dr. James advice for everybody since you've already brought it up. Just to save yourself a lot of heartache tomorrow, just go ahead and give a big roll tide.
Oh, dude, I'm so ready. I got the hoodie, the hat, the sweatpants. I'm not a big NFL fan, but there's nothing else on, so I've been watching it all weekend. But, man, and the whole thing was until, you know, we'll get back to the Disney. But, I mean, I was worried it wasn't going to happen tomorrow night, so I'm just glad that my daughter actually flew to Auburn yesterday, and they were their basketball. They were going to play Auburn today, this afternoon at 2. The game got canceled this morning at 9 o'clock because Auburn tested positive for COVID. So they flew down. She had a steak dinner in the hotel room, and they flew back this morning. Didn't get to play. So it's just like, who knows? This year's so messed up.
Yeah. It's not a bad place to just get to and leave anyway. So.
That's what I said. You got to go in the gym for the shoot-around, take a bunch of pictures, and got out of there before anything happens. Or, you know, win.
And just so nobody gets mad, look, Auburn is a beautiful campus. Don't get me wrong.
I said you got to go to the Plains.
It is a beautiful campus.
Yeah, I said, yeah, you got to go. You got pictures and you're out of there, so that's good. Okay, hey, let me give you a trivia question real quick. Then we'll roll on here. Let's see if I can read these. Now, do you watch Disney movies? Because I don't. Looks like these might be Disney movies.
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, here we go. From the adult stack. What selfish ruler gets churned into a turtle, a llama, and a whale?
Oh, that's Cusco.
There
right?
you go, from Disney's Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Yes. How about that? There we go.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
We just talked about how Cusco should have a little more showtime in the park. So.
Never seen it. I've seen the play on the Disney Cruise Line ships. There's a like a variety number, and they go Cusco, Cusco, do do do. That's all I know about Cusco. So I got to watch more movies.
Yeah. All right, Mike, I'll let you go. Get somebody else in. I appreciate it.
Roll Tide, brother.
Great work.
Let's have a good one tomorrow night.
Roll Tide.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. And that was James J. Yes, good talking to him. So 407-413-9395. We're one for one on the trivia. Cusco. You call in, you get a trivia question, and offer up your Dr. Mike suggestions. You can always email those as well. Okay, let's see here. Oh, my gosh. We have all these notifications. Next caller is on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Jill from Norman, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner.
Boomer Sooner. How's it going down in Big 12 country?
It's good. Happy that we got to see OSU and OU win their games. So we're happy with the football season so far.
The Big 12 had a nice bowl season this year, I have to admit. Now, of course, Mizzou, we got COVID-ed. So I was so sad watching the game at Tennessee today because I was like, that's where I would have been watching Mizzou a couple, week ago. But what can you do? Okay, so what's going on?
Okay, so I've got a question. You've actually been helping us book our family trip for the second week in March. And yesterday, we got the coolest gifted to us. A girl that I was a cast member with years ago when I did the college program saw that I had posted about making dining reservations. And her and her husband have VIP access to certain things, and she's gifting us our first day of vacation, a full day of VIP access with a backstage tour with guest relations.
Shut up. That is the best. Oh my gosh. You're so much fun.
It's my daughter's first trip. My husband hasn't been in, 14, 15 years. So I'm really trying to think of, since they can help us skip a lot of the wait times, what are some of those absolutely top things that we could cross off our list on day one? Things that we just absolutely want to make sure that we don't miss now that we have this super, super generous gift given to us.
That is super generous. And that's something that especially you would appreciate because some people just don't know what it means to have a VIP tour guide. So now are you restricted to one theme park or do you get to go for how long do you get?
So we have 7 hours with the guide pick us up in Disney transportation. And then we can go to, that is the one caveat to all of the current regulations is if you have this tour, you can go to as many parks as you can fit into the 7 hours.
Holy, yeah. See, now that would make me lose sleep already because I'm thinking I'd try to get in at, probably three parks if I could. But then again, do I want to eat up time in that 7 hours in the transitions, right? And going from, even though you have Disney transportation, it'll be quick because you have private and they can take you backstage. Because I've been to a couple media events and basically we get handlers, which are the VIP guides. And so they get you places fast. I mean, I was shocked how quickly one time I got from Wilderness Lodge to World Showplace in a pouring rain. I was like, God, it was 10 minutes on a bus. That'd have been an hour. It was crazy. Totally. Man, okay. So I would say, do you get there first thing in the morning or is it you pick the times? I guess it doesn't matter without fireworks.
Well, it's kind of cool because we are going to do, I think they pick us up at 8:45. We got to set the time, but we set 8:45 our first day, our first park day since Magic Kingdom opens at 9. We did. The one thing that I do know that I want to do is make sure that we hit Magic Kingdom since they open early, and then we will have them leave us for the day at Epcot since they close the latest.
That's a good
call. Really maximize that day.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. The only thing I would say, though, is going to the Magic Kingdom day one with the VIP guide is that for me, when I get there for the first time in quite a while and I'm going to the Magic Kingdom, I just like to look at the castle, take pictures. You just got to have that mindset of okay, we're going to come back and we're going to get the pictures. We're going to soak in Main Street because you're not going to want to enjoy Main Street with a VIP guide. You're going to want to get rolling,
yeah.
Back to Seven Dwarves. Let's do Haunted Mansion Pirates. Let's do Space if we want or, what have you, Dumbo. The thing is, I hate to say, not trying to be mean, but it's if you have a VIP tour guide, that is such a unique and cool experience. You want to really hustle and get, not that you want to be seen by everybody else, but it is kind of fun to be on stage and look like it. This is probably just me and it sounds like I'm egotistical and I'm really not, but it is kind of fun to be I've only done it a couple times, but I have a handler, I have a guide, it's just people look at me who is that guy? Some kind of fame? No, I'm not. I'm just a sucker from Missouri, but I'm living my best life right now. It is fun though, but Magic Kingdom. Hit all that stuff. And I love the idea of ending at Epcot because that way you can kind of and go back in World Showcase and just wow, what a day. But I would definitely go to the studio second and do that stuff. Now, what about Rise? Do they have any kind of special rules for Rise?
That's the only ride that they have no access to.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought there might be something like that.
So I was kind of thinking, since we haven't been there in a long time, maybe doing some of the Pandora stuff. My daughter's six, So ending the day at Epcot, if we could at least get on like Soarin' and Frozen.
Yeah, yeah. You at the end of the day, you shouldn't have an issue with Soarin'. Now Frozen could still be busy, but I would still, with a 6-year-old, I would go to the studios second, even if you can't do Rise, because think about it. If you could do Smuggler's Run, Slinky Dog, Toy Story Midway Mania. I don't know if she's into it. Some little kids are into Tower. I don't know. Probably not Rock and Roller Coaster. But you could get a lot done there, too. And you could probably get that done in relatively short time. Maybe. I don't know. Do you think you might want to try to do... you're right, though. I mean, Pandora would be a good use, too. It just kind of depends what your kid's more into.
That's kind of the hard thing is, like, trying to figure out, like, what she's going to like. Because we've been to, like... Silver Dollar City.
Can you believe I've never been to Silver Dollar City, and I've lived in Missouri my entire life. Never been there.
Listen, I love it. My favorite restaurant, I'm such a goofball. My favorite restaurant's Cracker Barrel, and it's basically like if Cracker Barrel was a theme park.
Oh my gosh, shut up. I love Cracker Barrel. I could live in Cracker Barrel. I love the food. I love the little store because I always have like Mizzou stuff around here. Yeah. Oh my God. Now I'm buying a season pass because I follow them on Instagram. Now I gotta agree to pass.
No, definitely. I will say she did like the kiddie roller coasters. Oh, the thing, she is actually very tall for a 6-year-old. She's about the height of an 8 or 9-year-old. So I know she's going to be tall enough for a lot of things, but it's about like, am I going to terrify her by putting her on them? And my husband doesn't do roller coasters or like height. So I know like Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster, not as worried about for them. Because I can go do single rider at Rockin' by myself.
Right.
Whenever we go back to Hollywood another day. But, you know, it's been years since I've been. So this really does help as far as, like, what are those number one things that are going to eat up time any other day without that special help?
Yeah, I think the more I think about it, I would do Animal Kingdom in that case. Because, like, you're right, you could do Flight of Passage, Na'vi River Journey. The safari is something everybody's going to enjoy, and that has had a longer line lately than normal. You know, you're probably not going to do Everest because it sounds like nobody else is into that kind of thing. But, I mean, Animal Kingdom, there's a lot to do there. And the thing is, kind of play it by ear. You know, if you get through Animal Kingdom and you still have 3-4 hours left, I mean, hop over to the studios and, you know, and do your thing there. I mean, 7 hours, honestly, because when I was down in August, I mean, this wasn't with VIP guide or anything. We got so much done. And consider, and plus, I've been in these situations where, so when we go to media events, they give us magic bands, and the magic bands have unlimited fast passes for every attraction on property. It's pretty amazing. Like, my first one I went to,
so cool.
I know, Lou Mangiello, I was talking to him. He's like, you going over we were staying at the Wilderness Lodge, and he's like, you going over to the Magic Kingdom? I'm like, I'll just probably hang out here. I'm doing some work. He's like, you know that Magic Band has a fast pass for every attraction on property, right? I'm like, shut up. It does not. He's like, yes, it does. He's like, I'm not kidding. So I went over to the Magic Kingdom just to try it. I just went up to the first, like, Pirates or something. Boop. Yep. And then I was like, okay, maybe it just has like 3. No, I looked up. My Disney Experience has every attraction just for the length of the thing, like for 2 days. But I'm telling you what, it's almost exhausting when you don't have to slow down, when you can go from one thing to the next. You can get so much done. But you might think you're not going to be tired at the end of the day. You're going to be exhausted because you're going to be going like a mad person. But it is like the most incredible, weird, out-of-body experience for a Disney fan. You're going to love it. But play it by ear and just keep rolling.
I love that. So, yeah, my kind of game plan right now, and you can tell me what you think about this, is, and I don't want to take any more time because I'm sure lots of other people want to call, but just kind of make a list of, like, our top things, yes, and then let our guide really say, like, hey, this is on your list, but I think you can easily get on this another day. Let's hold off to maximize what you get to do.
Right. And that's, you know, and okay, so as a travel agent, that's exactly what I would suggest too, because, for example, when guests call in or email me or something about, you know, like builder requests, okay, they have these super, you know, these, you know, I want building 29, you know, facing that when the sun rises in the east, and, you know, second and a half floor, you know, these crazy specific building requests. And the thing that I've learned is that if you tell the cast member at Disney, like, and you call in a building request, for example, lean on their knowledge. And so what you say is, okay, this guest doesn't, they want to, you know, they want to be facing the sunrise. Like, don't tell them like what building, you know, don't tell them, give them some leeway and let them, you know, trust that they know what they're doing and let them get a little creative and lean on their knowledge. And I think that's a great idea with the VIP tour guide, because you don't get those roles unless you know what you're doing, and they've done this before, right? So they know the best strategy because it's so fluid right now anyway. What you might have known last year might not even work out well for you, you know, come the spring. So who knows? I would totally do that. But I'd make a list. Like, we want to do these 10 things for sure today. What do you suggest? That's exactly what I would do.
Awesome. Yeah, the girl who gifted it to us, she said that they used it a few weeks ago, and they were able to get in their 7 hours. They got like 3 parks and 17 attractions.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And stopped for like a small quick service meal. Perfect.
I'll be eating on the run. Give me a churro. I don't have time to eat.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, and you know, really the only ride at Epcot that I'm concerned about is Frozen. So I'm like, if we can just take the first 6 hours and 15 minutes to do the other stuff, as long as they can help us get on Frozen and then just leave us for the day at Epcot.
Which I think they could. I think they told, yeah, that's a great strategy. I think they totally could. Because, I mean, after that, Soarin's not going to be that long. And then you can just kind of enjoy, just like, you know, decompress, even though it's not, you know, it's not stressful. But, I mean, it's busy. And just kind of taken up. I love this idea. You got to let us know how this goes. I can't wait to hear about it. Because what a gift. And I mean, for somebody that appreciates it and understands it, you are going to have just, I mean, this is going to be a day you will never forget and your daughter will never forget for the rest of your life. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm like, I'm probably just going to cry like the entire time.
Like, that's what it's all about.
Just like bawling.
Yes, that's so good. That's so good.
I will definitely send updates on how it goes. And again, like, I am just like, I don't even have words for how grateful I am, because this is somebody that I wasn't even extremely close with, but she's just followed some of the trials I've had in my personal life and was like, hey, I know you've gone through a lot. I want to make this the most magical experience. And her having been a cast member, she was like, I just want to continue that magic for you guys. So of course I was like bawling yesterday.
This is why we love cast members.
I was awesome. Like, this is some real cast member magic. And so, of course, they called within 30 minutes to confirm everything. And the cast member was awesome and just answered, like, all the questions I have. And so I'm, to say I'm excited is probably the understatement of the century.
That is so, I love that you appreciate it. Okay, so do you want to, before you go, you want a trivia question tonight? We're doing a little trivia.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, here's one from, let's see here. I think you'll get this one. In Disney Pixar's Toy Story 2, Woody and Buster venture out to the yard to rescue what broken toy? So Woody and Buster have to rescue broken toy out in the yard in Toy Story 2.
Was it Mr. Potato Head?
I'll give you one more guess.
I'm probably getting it wrong.
I'll give you a hint. Now, have you ridden Slinky Dog?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, this character is prominently featured in Slinky Dog Dash.
Which is it doesn't Slinky Dog?
Probably help you now. It's Wheezy.
Oh, yes.
He sings to you at the very end of the attraction. It's probably the best part, other than the halfway
through. Like, having a little girl, we watch a lot of Frozen. So if you ask me any Frozen question,
I think these are pre-Frozen. These are like, this is probably an old Pages game. Yeah. I don't know. I'll give you one. Here's one you might know. Okay, let me give you one more. What crime-fighting heroine has taken on villains named Draken, Duff Killigan, and Senior Senior Jr.? I don't know. That's probably Kim Possible. That's an old one.
Oh, I was about to say. Is that not the Impossibles? I think it's Kim Possible.
I just remember I use that sound all the time for mess-ups.
I was like, that was the show I used to watch back in the day. That was during my time, so...
There you go. Hey, real quick, and William, he uses these VIP guides out at Disneyland very often. He's been on these tours. He says, don't forget you can offer to buy food and drinks for your guide, just to kind of thank them, because I don't think they can take tips. I'm not exactly right on that. They told us not to, but you can buy them drinks and food, so they probably appreciate that.
Perfect. Yes, I appreciate that tip.
Well, hey,
thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for calling in. Boomer Sooner. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 407, and I had the wrong phone number, and we're still getting calls, 407-413-9395. I got to read this. William, my buddy out on the left coast, he was with the VIP tour guide, it says, in a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses. Other guests asked what NFL team I played for. I asked our guide what he answered. The guide answered the other guests, and he said that he wasn't at liberty to say. William loved it. That's right. That's a good answer. I can't tell you what team this guy plays for. That's awesome. All right, next up, we have Alfred on the line. Alfred, happy Sunday night. What's going on, buddy? Alfred, turn the radio off.
Hey,
what's up?
How are you, Mike?
When you say hey, my grandpa would always say hay's for horses. That's what my grandpa always told me. Telling you.
God, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? You recovered yet?
I'm good. Yeah, right? I'm like so depressed that I'm home.
It's the worst. It's the worst. Trust me, though. Yeah. It wasn't as bad as me running 48.6 miles on a treadmill with nobody cheering me on and getting zero medals
or
shirts. It's stunk.
I know. That's tough.
So give us a 1 week out. Like, what are a couple of the things that you're still remembering that maybe you miss, or maybe something you really enjoyed that we didn't get to talk about last week?
The character cavalcades, I really didn't go in depth, but I loved the Christmas ones. I just thought they did a great job reproducing the parade. And Santa was even in it. They had Santa,
right,
which is rare, you know, because once Christmas is over, Santa's gone.
Well, I mean, he goes, I mean, think about it, though. I mean, if you're, once you've done your, you know, like you win the Super Bowl, or, you know, you do your big deed of the year, I mean, go to Florida vacation,
yep,
you know, but he's working down there.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's like, you know, it's a rough economy. Everybody's got to have like a side gig. And I guess that's Santa's, you know, got to ride.
And I guess,
you know,
that's Santa's.
That's it.
Yeah.
So what else?
I also, while I was there, started looking for a place to live.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
You thinking the
Riviera? Because I said, you know what?
So
gotta be.
Are you moving to the Riviera? Is that how it's going to go?
Yeah, definitely. That hotel is amazing.
Yeah, I could live there. You know, those little pastries every morning for breakfast. Your daily commute is a gondola over to Epcot at the studios.
Oh, great.
Primo Piatto for
it's
dinner.
Great.
Yeah, and you're set. Yeah, it's a pretty good place to live.
Yeah. The one thing I think they need to do is people are getting the refillable mugs. They need to have a soda station upstairs. I think they need to add it to La Petite Cafe.
Yeah, that would. Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. Would it? Okay, so I think they don't want people. I think they do this on the cruise line, right? When you're on a Disney cruise, they have free fountain drinks, but they only have them on deck 11. So, those ships are, you know, they're only so big because they're a cruise ship, but they're big when you're on the Fantasy and the Dream. And so sometimes I'm like, God. Do I really want to go all the way up to deck 11 to get a Coke? Yeah, a Coke Zero. But I
know. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, they're counting on me not to go through all the work and just go to the bar and buy a $3 Coke. They don't want you to refill too easy. But also the thing I'm thinking about at the Riviera specifically is that it is so beautiful in that lobby. Would they really? I guess they might be able to hide one away in that little gift shop maybe, you know, because like.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but they probably wouldn't want it to be visible anywhere.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel that it should be somewhere up there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, close
I mean,
by.
It'd be easier. Yeah, it'd be totally be easier.
Yeah. So, that was one thing, you know, going up and down. It was a lot.
Yeah.
But I did it.
That's why, this is, honest to God, this is why I always get a 24-pack of Coke Zero delivered by Amazon Prime now and just put it in my fridge. I'm lazy. And that way
that's
I have a can every morning when I'm there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Only good thing is you can get coffee at Le Petit Cafe.
Yep. And eclairs.
So they give you that. Yeah, an eclair.
How about that Everglaze donut? I'm all in for that. I don't need the coffee. I just want it like a donut. You know, like everything now.
Yeah.
Like Toothsome started that. All those like at Beach Club. You know, Beaches and Cream has like the shake. Mm-hmm. It's got a cupcake. I don't need all that. That's like right. That's like a month's worth of calories. Like, I can do a donut. Yeah. Like, that's fine. That's a splurge. I don't need to have something that's like, you know, it's the equivalent of seven meals in calories. But yeah, that's just me.
Did you see the advertisement for that place?
I've seen stuff. I've seen people reporting on it. Okay. Like, what are
you
talking about?
Did you see the donut that they make a grilled cheese with?
I did not see that. But see, that's what I'm talking about. What is this? This is why This is why other countries hate us. Because they see, like, the United States of America has a grilled cheese. It can't just be a grilled cheese. This is what my wife always says. No, it can't just be a hamburger. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a hamburger that's got a chicken sandwich on the inside of the hamburger that's got onion rings. You know, it's like everything has to be something, something, and something nowadays, which I get.
Yeah.
But yeah. There you go. Grilled cheese and a donut. What?
But that looked so good, I'm telling you. I'm like, give me one now. I wish I would have known.
I gotta admit this though. We went to a minor league ball game about 8 years ago, and they had hamburgers. They're grilling the hamburgers like on a grill because it was a minor league game. Didn't have a big setup. There was a guy actually out there with a barbecue pit grilling up the burger patties. And they served them on a Krispy Kreme donut. That was the bun. They split a Krispy Kreme donut, like, you know, horizontally, whoosh, put the meat in the middle. Dude, I had two of them. They were so good. Oh, because it was sweet and savory at the same time. Oh, I didn't think I'd like it. I loved it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, yeah.
You could do anything with a donut.
So, I'm in.
I'm in, too. Oh, jeez. I need that.
Yes. No, nobody needs that. Let's clarify. You might want that. You do not need that at all.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a heart attack waiting to happen. Oh,
that's why I run so much. I'm trying to run away from all the junk I eat.
Yeah, that's why I'm going on a strict diet.
Yeah, everybody
after
is.
After I eat dinner.
There he goes. that's how you do it. That's right. That's right. Wait till after you have your last meal seven times, and yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The other thing that I came home, and I felt so relaxed. I equated it with being there for 9 days.
Agreed.
Anytime I've been there 7 days, I feel rushed to get things done, and I get home and I feel like I need a vacation.
Yeah.
This time I came home and I felt good.
Yeah.
I felt serene.
That is a great point, because we always go in the summer for, like, you know, 10 days or so. You know, we try to go for a longer vacation with the family, but then I'll sneak down for these race weekends. And when I go for like 3 or 4 days, it's so intense when you just go for like 3 days, because you want to try to do so much. I come home and I'm just
worried. Right. And but you can't.
Yeah, you're not on vacation. It's like a mission.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. You're exactly right. When you're there for a while, you can slow down and enjoy it.
Yep. So that was another observation I made on the trip, because I didn't think of that until I got home.
Right.
When I'm here pondering in my home alone.
Yeah, I get you. You've been looking at the pictures? You take a lot of pictures?
Yes.
Nice.
I did. Took a lot of pictures, and I took a lot of PhotoPass pictures.
Good deal.
And I want to mention something to everyone in the podcast. If you are an annual pass holder, you actually have 1 year to do things with your pictures.
Yep.
They will not expire for a year.
Yep. That's just for folks. That deal that they have going now is like an add-on to a package member maker. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a great thing. And I recommend getting a pass, because you have to think, you're spending, well, I can't say for me, because now I'm renewing on DVC. So I think I renewed it was like $800 for the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
So take $170 off of that for the photo pass. You know, take off your discounts.
Hang on, I gotta alert everybody. Hang on. Disney math class is now in session. Okay, go ahead. Because you're doing some serious Disney math right now, and I like it. So go ahead.
Yeah. So that's why I always consider the pass over just going.
Yes.
because then you have your dining. You get 20% off, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I always forget. Yeah, I think it's 10%.
Yeah, it's hit and miss.
Shopping
different places.
Is 20%.
Sometimes 30 over the past year. I mean, that's a great deal. Yeah.
I wish it was 30 now with the holiday stuff going 70. Please, that would have been amazing.
Dude, they're going to be paying you money to take home Christmas stuff. Like, here.
Yeah.
Take this in a $5 bill.
And the 2020 stuff.
Oh, my gosh. They're burning that stuff right now. There's a big old fire. I guarantee you.
No, it all sold, I think.
No, it's probably like the stuff they give away, like the losing team in the Super Bowl. That stuff's over in some third world country, like with Mickey Mouse on, I guarantee you.
Yeah, there was very few things that were at the outlets that I noticed were 2020, but I think most of it sold.
We'll see. So, I don't know. I wouldn't touch that stuff with a 10-foot pole.
What I would love Disney to do, and I'm hoping they're listening right now. I hope there's someone there. When they want to get rid of something because it's just they can't sell it all and it's staying in the outlets forever, they need to donate that to Give Kids the World.
They should. They, you know what? They donate a lot of stuff like that to Give Kids the World. I know that they donate a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. But like, I've been watching some podcasts lately on YouTube that they've been going to the outlets, and they're saying the outlet, and I wish I would have known this while I was in the outlet, all the T-shirts and clothing, they're deducting an additional 20% off. Because it's been there since before the pandemic. So I would say take all of that and give it to them and Give Kids the World.
I agree, because they'd appreciate it, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd be something to put, like, you know, put it in the room, put it in a little goodie bag. You're right. It's a good idea. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. You
maybe they can ask a size when they register. See what they can give.
I like that. Okay, so I got a couple of the calls. Let me give you a trivia question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see here. I just pulled it off the top, so I don't know what we got here. It says, in what Disney animated movie are there? Let's see. This is such small font. I'm getting so old. I'm Dr. Mike here. It's let's get down. Okay. How about
I think
this
Dr.
one?
Mike needs Dr. Mike.
I need to, I got to go get my prescription renewed on my glasses. Okay. What color is Elliot's hair in Pete's Dragon? That's really specific.
Oh, I want to say it's purple.
Pink. Let me give you another one.
Yeah, I was so close.
You were. I mean, it was closer than I'd have got. Oh, here's a good one. Okay, this is a good one for a Disney Parks fan like yourself. What Disney character rides a horse named Widowmaker, falls in love with Slewfoot Sue, and digs out the Rio Grande River?
Oh.
There's a reference to this person in the Magic Kingdom.
Davy Crockett.
Pecos Bill.
Damn, I was close too.
Or as Matt, what can't I remember? I want to say Narsh, that's somebody I used to work with. Schmabersizing Matt Parrish. Why can't I remember his last name? He calls him Pecos Bill, but Pecos Bill. There you go.
Pecos.
He always says Pecos Bill. It drives me crazy, but it's probably correct. I don't know. That's funny. All right. Well, I got to run, Alfred. So we'll talk next Sunday.
All right.
So have a good week, buddy.
Sounds good. Right, have a good
see you
week.
Later. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Yes. He had a horse named Widowmaker. That is a serious name for a horse. I am never, just for the record, I'm never getting on a horse that's named Widowmaker. Not happening. All right, we have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller.
Daddy, he's talking through the phone.
Yes, I am talking through the phone. Who is this? This is Mike. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. It's Mike. How are you doing?
Good. My question is, what is the hottest theme park?
What Animal Kingdom?
Most popular.
Oh, most popular. I thought you were talking like hot, like it's making you sweat. That's the Animal Kingdom in the summer to me.
Yeah.
But my favorite theme park right now, well, do you like Star Wars? Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then probably Disney's Hollywood Studios. Have you gone to Walt Disney World before?
No, but I've gone to Disneyland a bunch.
Okay, so see, I've never been to Disneyland, so you're the expert on that. So tell me, what's the best part about going to Disneyland?
Well, like, there's a lot of tools everywhere.
There's a lot of tools?
Lots of, like, water rides and pools and stuff.
Oh, and pools. Okay, so what's your favorite thing to do? What's your favorite ride at Disneyland? If I was going to go there, what should be my first ride?
Maybe Splash Mountain?
Oh, I do like Splash Mountain. What about Pirates? Do you like Pirates?
Kind of.
Kinda. That's good. So now how do you get to go to Disneyland so much? Do you guys live in California or somewhere close?
No, we live here. It's just between me and my sister's birthdays. Our parents always take us, so we go a lot.
You are very, very lucky to get to do that.
Right after COVID, we're gonna go.
Yes, we need that to happen soon, right? We need to get back. Now, are you getting to go to school in person now, or are you doing school from home?
In like 2 weeks, we're going to go to real school.
Are you excited about that?
We are.
You are. So do you like doing the school at home, or are you excited to go back to the school building?
I like doing school at home and go back to the school building. And I meant like we're going to go back for like 2.5 hours in a few weeks.
That's fun. Yeah. My wife teaches fourth grade, and they're talking about her students have been at home all year. They haven't been able to go to school at all, but maybe here in the next month, they'll get to go back to the building. She's never seen her students in person yet all year.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird? I know. And I used to teach sixth grade. So I used to love teaching with my class a long time ago.
Hmm.
It was fun. What grade are you in?
Cool. Wait, what'd you say?
What grade are you in?
Oh, I'm in second grade.
Oh my gosh, I would have guessed you are so well-spoken and so smart, I would have said you're at least a sixth grader.
Thank you. I'm only seven, so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know what? My very first year of teaching, I taught second grade. It was the hardest job I had. It was the hardest job I had in my entire life. I was so tired from my students that I would come home and I would go to bed at about 5 o'clock. They wore me out when I taught second grade. It was crazy. And I'm a big, tall guy. So they were all like taking me out all the time, trying to trip me.
With Mickey and Minnie, was Walt Disney the first person to like think of Mickey and Minnie, or was he just the first person to build Disneyland?
I think that he created, and again, I'm not a perfect historian on this. I like it all, but I'm not an expert. But I think, you know, he drew Mickey and Minnie, and he came up with the idea of instead of an amusement park, a theme park where everything was kind of all, you know, beautiful and not just a bunch of rides altogether. Hey, real quick, before I let you go, do you want a trivia question from the kids card? Let me give you a trivia question,
sure.
See if you can answer. Okay, let's see. You're pretty smart. Let's see what we got here. Okay, here we go. What Disney movie has an elephant graveyard, a pride, and a mystical or magical monkey?
Aladdin?
Ooh, try one more time. Think Simba.
Oh, Simba, maybe the lion,
King,
one,
right?
The
Lion King. You got it. That's good. Yeah. Good job. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, and I hope you get to go back to school here soon. And don't, you know, make sure you call us again sometime.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye-bye. Good talking to you. All right. I love that. We get calls from everywhere, from everybody. I love that stuff. How second grade? That kid's smarter than I am, I think. I love that stuff. give me advice. They go to Disneyland a lot. I've never been. That's awesome. I love that. That's so cool. All right, we have time for about one more call. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I agree with Eric. That might be one of our favorite calls ever. It's why I love doing these shows. Honest to God, I never know what's going to happen when you open up the phone lines. Makes me a nervous wreck, but then after the hour's over, I'm like, phew, that was fun. Let's do it again next week. Yes, William says his wife misses her kinders. I'll have to ask my wife how she feels about it. She kind of likes not having to get in the car. She just walks down the steps 10 feet behind the Cinderella Castle here behind me, and she goes to teach. So that's pretty crazy. Eric gets to see his students tomorrow and hasn't seen his students in 25 days. Such a weird year, right? I mean, Disneyland will have been closed for a year solid. Think about that, guys. Stop and think about that for a year or for a second. Disneyland will have been closed for a year. If at the beginning of 2020, we just said Disneyland would be closed for a weekend, we'd have freaked out. That was just crazy. Yes, I am, Donna. I'm going to add her as a regular because she's our Disneyland correspondent because I'm obviously not qualified and she is. And I appreciate that. I like it. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to get out of here and wish everybody a great Sunday night. And if you're listening on the feed, happy Thursday once again. Thanks so much for joining us. We do these shows every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on our Facebook or YouTube pages. Just search for the Be Our Guest podcast. Of course, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike and at Be Our Guest Pod. Subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube as well. Don't forget the show is brought to you three ways. You can support the show. First way, book your next trip with us over at the Magic for Less Travel. Like I said, great discounts right now for most of 2021, all the way through the late September. So if you want to go to Walt Disney World, get it on the books. It makes your brain just happy. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form. If you mention the show, you and I will work together. I'll get that going for you right away. We'll talk about some options and get you in the best package possible. Of course, when you shop online, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast for the patrons every Thursday. If you want to hear random stories about growing up here in Missouri, you get that every Thursday over there. All right, time to get out of here. Until we meet again, hope you all have a great Sunday night or a great Thursday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.